Coming to you live from the Retroist Vault, Retro Radio Memories is on the air.
Hello, friends, and welcome back to the Retro Radio Memories podcast. With it being Thanksgiving, it seemed only right to share some old-time radio shows that would take place on this holiday as well. The projectionist is still not reporting to the recording booth here in the Retroist Vault, so I've selected an episode from our collection, a radio show called The Couple Next Door. And the episode, which originally aired on the CBS radio network back on November 27, 1958, is entitled Live Turkey Delivered. The Couple Next Door was created and written by the late Peg Lynch, who passed away just this last July. She portrayed the character of housewife Ethel Arbuckle, and Alan Bunce played her husband Albert in the ABC radio series Ethel and Albert. By the way, Alan wasn't the first actor to play Mr. Arbuckle. When the series began in 1944 on ABC, it was Richard Widmark, but he left after 6 months. Bunce would play the character for the next 20 years. When Pat moved her show from ABC to CBS, they were forced to change the name of the show, from Ethel and Albert to The Couple Next Door, which I believe they are supposed to be playing the exact same characters as the two are never mentioned by their first names in this episode. This is a great bit of domestic comedy. The humor from this episode comes not from one-liners, but from the mostly real situations that I think all of us have experienced during the holidays. Ethel and Albert nitpick each other over small things while relatives throw monkey wrenches into the plans. Especially when Albert's sister feels slighted that she didn't receive an actual invite to the Thanksgiving dinner. Oh, the role of Aunt Eva is played by none other than Margaret Hamilton. You might know her best from her role in 1939's The Wizard of Oz as the Wicked Witch of the West. So join us on Retro Radio Memories as we visit The Couple Next Door.
The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
It's National Nutty Jell-O Week.
Tell everybody you know, and don't let the week go by without J-E-L-L-O.
This is Don Wilson. You know, you're missing a lot of fun if you haven't tried tangy, fruit-flavored Jell-O, just bursting with crunchy walnuts and luscious sliced bananas. Come on, everybody, come out of your shell. Treat your family to Jell-O with walnuts and bananas this week.
J-E-L-L-O.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to you all.
Oh, good morning, dear. A happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
And Effie?
Yes, it won't be a happy Thanksgiving if we don't get things ready before the folks come. Now, if you'll find the boards for the dining room table, I'll get that all set and the chairs put around.
Boy, she puts me to work before I even have breakfast. Gosh, what time did you girls get up, anyhow?
Well, Aunt Effie's been up since 6, and I heard her, so I came down. Look, she made 3 pumpkin pies already.
For Pete's sakes, I told you my mother was bringing pumpkin pies.
Yes, I know, dear. I told Aunt Effie, but...
I don't like your mother's pumpkin pie. She puts entirely too much nutmeg in, just ruins the flavor.
Oh.
Well, she does. She may be my sister, but she is not a good cook. And I don't know where she gets it from, because our mother was a wonderful cook. The other side of the family, I guess.
So I like my mother's cooking.
Well, you're used to it, I guess.
Now, look here, Aunt Effie. Mother has taken prizes at the county fair.
Oh, now, please. We've got so much to do. Put the boards on the dining room table, please, dear, and then have your breakfast so I can get the dishes done. I still have to fix the turkey and get it in the oven.
No, I'll fix the turkey, dear, when I get the table set.
No, Aunt Effie, I'll do the turkey, dear. That's such a job. You can peel potatoes,
no,
if
dear,
you will.
I will do the turkey. I don't mind at all. Now, with 16 people, we'll need all the chairs we can round up. I'll just get the one up in the upstairs hall. Get the boards on the table.
I do not want Aunt Effie fixing the dressing for the turkey. She puts too much sage in it.
Oh, for Pete's sake, you women.
Well, she does, and it just ruins the dressing.
Look, can't you eat it that way? Just once. You know Aunt Effie. She'll insist on doing it anyhow. And...
Well, I'll hide the sage then.
No, all right. But by golly, I never knew it to fail.
Of course, it won't taste right if there isn't any in it at all, but it's better than none than a handful the way she dumps it in. I'll hide the box of sage way in the back here in the cupboard.
Yeah. Hey. Boy, that sounds like long distance. Now, don't tell me they're not coming.
the rocket, antibiotics, atomic energy, any of these is a fine example of man's progress. But they are by no means his only advancements. In philosophy, too, man has become more civilized. Most of us live our lives in the spirit of fair play without even giving it a second thought. Even when that spirit is broken by one person or another, the rest of us still want the offender treated fairly. No longer does rational man take the law into his own hands. We depend upon the courtroom to keep the scales of justice in balance. Even before a criminal case is brought to court, investigation must be made. Facts and witnesses must be assembled to demonstrate a just indictment. Every Sunday over most of these same stations, CBS Radio presents an engrossing dramatic series entitled Indictment. On this series, you follow an assistant district attorney through a criminal case investigation until the formal charge of crime is written. And there lies drama as realistic as life itself. Hear Indictment on CBS Radio this Sunday.
Hello, hello, operator. Yeah, operator, look, I've been holding on here for 10 minutes.
My goodness, what's the matter?
Well, seems the mother put through a call to me. Now they got me in, they can't get mother back.
Well, it's Thanksgiving. I suppose the circuits are busy.
I was looking around upstairs, and we can bring down a chair from Betsy's room, and also your dressing table bench. I don't mind sitting on that.
Oh, no, I'll sit on that, Aunt Effie.
Did he put the boards in the table?
No, he didn't, but he will.
Never mind, dear. We can do it. We can do it. Come on, Aunt Effie.
Hello.
Put the boards in the table, all right.
Hello, Mother.
Put the thing right over there.
Mother, haven't you started yet? Well, Mother, it takes 2 hours to drive over. You better get... Huh? Well, yes. Well, of course Dorothy and Harry and Buddy were invited. Didn't you tell them we expected them? Oh, why does my sister act that way? I never... Yeah, just a minute, Mother. No, hold on, Mother. No, wait a minute. Didn't you write a note to Dorothy and tell her we wanted them for Thanksgiving?
Why, no. I just told your mother to ask her.
Oh, well, Mother and Dad stopped over to pick them up, and now Dorothy feels that they weren't really invited.
Oh, your sister.
My sister.
Told your mother yourself to ask them.
Yes, I know.
What did your sister have to have? An engraved invitation to come to a family Thanksgiving dinner?
Well, her feelings are hurt. I guess she feels we should have phoned or written them especially and not through Mother and Dad.
Oh, I am so tired of Dorothy and her hurt feelings.
You are, I know. But look, it is Thanksgiving, and Mother and Dad are sitting over there waiting for them to get in the car. But Dorothy won't budge.
Really, I think your sister's impossible. I'm sorry, dear, but I do. She always expects everybody to kowtow to her. But she has never even thanked me for the blouse that I sent her for her birthday. Never.
Look.
She never wrote one thing.
Mother and Dad are sitting over there in the...
What's the matter?
Dorothy doesn't feel she was invited because she didn't get an engraved invitation for today, and she's feeling like a martyr.
Well, just let her stay home. She always does this to everybody. Maybe it'll teach her a lesson. Of course, actually, it's your mother's fault. She has spoiled Dorothy since she was born.
Oh, look, let's not go into all that now, could we?
Now, what do you want me to do, Bud?
Well, I'd let her sit there. Trouble is, everyone always gives in to Dorothy.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Well... Look, would you talk to her and invite her over here? Mother, put Dorothy on, will you?
No, I'm not going to talk to her.
Oh, please.
She knows we were expecting her. And frankly, I don't care if she comes or not when she acts this way.
But
she never helps with a thing. She acts as though she's Queen Elizabeth. She always gets a headache so she doesn't have to help with dishes.
Oh, look, please. Hello, Dorothy. Well, say, what's this about you not coming over for Thanksgiving?
Oh, I can just hear her. Well, we weren't really invited.
What do you mean you weren't really invited, Dorothy?
Well, I don't like to just barge in.
Oh, barge in, Dorothy. Now, why do you say that? Huh?
What you saying now? Probably not. Well, Harry and I don't care to go any place we're not wanted.
What do you mean not wanted? For the love of my course, we want you. You know that... Yes, she does. She's right here, Dorothy. She wants to talk to you.
No, I don't want
to
talk to her.
Just a second. Hold on, Dorothy.
I don't want to talk to her.
Hold on, will you, sis?
No, I'm not talking to her.
For Pete's sake, will you talk to her?
I don't want to talk to her. I'm busy, Dorothy.
Look, I cannot...
No, why does everybody always have to give in to Dorothy?
Look, it is Thanksgiving. Would you please, for my sake, for Mother's sake, invite Dorothy and Harry and Buddy for dinner now, will you please?
For your sake.
All right.
Hello? Hello, Dorothy. Oh, you silly thing.
Yeah.
Now, look here. You drive over. It wouldn't be Thanksgiving without you. Oh, now, look. We've been so busy with this new house and papering and painting. Oh, now, please, Dorothy, don't be that way. Now, look, everybody will be mad at me if you don't come.
Well, don't tell them we're all moved into the new house. We want to surprise them, you know. Don't tell them.
Look, I meant to write, you know, but... Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, sure. Yeah, she's explaining her point of view.
Oh, for Pete's sake,
Dorothy, uh-huh.
She'll babble on for ages. In the end, she'll just come.
Here! Where's the sage? I was getting things out for the dressing. Matter of fact, where's the turkey?
Yes, Dorothy. Now, look, we do want you. Where's the turkey, dear?
What turkey?
What turkey?
Look, will you? Dorothy is on the phone, will you?
Dorothy? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, sure. Uh-huh. Oh, she's babbling on. What do you mean, what turkey?
I don't know anything about a turkey.
Didn't you bring one home last night?
Bring one home? A turkey?
You said to me, don't get a turkey for Thanksgiving. Good old Bill, somebody or other, was giving you one.
Bill Patterson, yeah. Didn't he send it?
No, he didn't.
Oh, my goodness. Haven't you any turkeys?
Well, for Pete's sake, he said he would. He raises turkeys on his farm. He's got kind of a hobby. I did him a business favor, and he said, don't buy a turkey for Thanksgiving. I'm giving you one.
I thought naturally you brought it when you came home last night and couldn't get it in the refrigerator and left it out in back to stay cold.
Oh, no, no, no. Bill said
I called you yesterday at the office and said, be sure and check on this Bill, somebody or other.
Patterson.
Patterson, about the turkey.
Well, I didn't. I was busy, and
you said, yes, you'd take care of it.
Well, I was in the middle of a conference. For Pete's sake, I was half crazy.
Well, I don't
yesterday.
Know when you're half crazy.
Well, you are.
There, now you got Bobby awake.
Well.
Yes, darling, Mommy here, darling.
Oh, 16 people coming for Thanksgiving dinner and no.
Look, I bumped into Bill 2 weeks ago and he said positively
why
that he would.
Why, you would depend on Bill Anderson of all
Bill
people.
Bill Patterson.
Well, they look just alike.
Bill Anderson doesn't look anything at all like Bill Patterson, for
Pete's
sake. Wrong?
Your father did not get a turkey for Thanksgiving?
Oh, Daddy.
You go on up and put on your bedroom
don't
slippers.
Yell at her.
Now, well, I can't help it. You know better than run around here in your bare feet.
Oh, don't tell me that's my folks already. What do we do, take everybody out to dinner with
you? Oh, dear, I'll go. Looks like the delivery man.
Why didn't you buy a turkey, Mommy? If Daddy didn't get one.
Your father said he was getting one.
Bill Anderson told me positively.
I thought you said it was Bill Patterson.
I mean Bill Patterson, that he would give us a turkey.
Oh,
and
It's here. The turkey.
It's
here, she said.
The turkey?
What is it in there?
What?
It's here. The turkey,
and
Amanda just left it.
Oh, for goodness sake.
It's here.
Alive. In a crate.
Oh, how wonderful. Oh, look. A real live turkey.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I didn't know Bill would send a live turkey. I haven't said he never even mentioned that. Well, don't keep glaring at me. I'll go out and kill it. I'll clean it. I'll pull out the pin feathers. We'll just eat dinner late today. That's all.
Kill him? Oh, I never thought of that. How would you do it?
Well, with an axe, I suppose. Chop off his head.
Chop off. Don't even talk like that, please, dear.
Well, for Pete's sake, how do you suppose?
Well, there must be some more humane way than that. Can't you chloroform him?
Who ever heard of chloroforming a turkey?
Now, just don't talk anymore about chopping his head off it. It just seems too mean. Oh, look at him.
Anyhow, where would I get chloroform, for heaven's sake?
Well, I don't know.
All right. I'll take him out and shoot him.
Shoot him? When he's in the crate?
Well, if I open up the crate, he'll get loose, and my marksmanship is not quite
well,
that...
Well, it certainly does not seem very sporting to shoot him while he's in there. Why, he wouldn't have a chance.
He isn't supposed to have a chance. We're having him for dinner.
Besides, isn't it against the law to shoot off a gun in town? Yes, it is. You can shoot people, but I don't think you can shoot birds, and a turkey is a bird.
It has always been my impression that it was against the law to shoot people.
Oh, I mean burglars, and while defending your home anyhow, please don't talk any more about killing the turkey. I mean, seeing him live like this, I just couldn't eat him anyway, dear. I just couldn't.
Kill the turkey? You aren't going to kill the turkey.
Thought I told you to get dressed.
Oh, Daddy, don't kill that darling little turkey.
Look.
Couldn't we just keep him, please, Daddy, for a pet?
Betsy, go sit down at the table and eat your breakfast. What are we going to do?
I will drive out to Bill Anderson, Patterson's and ask him to... Well, all right, you know, to... He knows how to do it, and
all
I...
All right, dear.
Well, as a matter of fact, I don't think I could do it anyway. Look at the way he's looking at me. Would you?
Oh, we have our problems. I'm sorry I've been so cross, dear.
Oh, darling, it's all right. I was, too. I don't blame you. Look, Bill told me positive.
Yeah, all right. Never mind. Just get going and get back so I can get it in the oven.
Did somebody leave the phone off the hook?
Dorothy!
Dorothy, you were talking to her.
Oh, she was babbling on when all this came up and the baby cried and I just laid the receiver down.
She must have hung up. All you can hear is a funny clicking sound.
Oh.
Look, call her back. Call her back and apologize. Look, I'll take care
of
the turkey.
All right, yes, I will. We'll never hear the end of this. Never. Operator, will you give me long distance?
there's a good luck special at your grocer's today. You save 3 cents on every special package of good luck margarine you buy. So buy good luck now. Today's good luck is the light margarine, guaranteed to leave no oily aftertaste. Lever Brothers has world rights to a remarkable blending process that makes today's good luck light, like the high-priced spread. It's light in flavor, light on your tongue. So get good luck in the special package today and save 3 cents. It's the only margarine guaranteed to leave no oily aftertaste or your money back.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton, Francie Myers, and Madeline Pierce, and is produced by Walter Hart.
Friends, after listening to that episode, I think the humor of The Couple Next Door is a bit like Gene Shepherd's, right? The situations in the radio series were taken from little bits of real life that Peg Lynch was witness to, as she explained to Leonard Maltin. I particularly enjoyed how Ethel and Albert kept getting the characters of Bill Patterson and Bill Anderson mixed up. But one of the things that really blew me away wasn't part of the show itself, but that awesome Jell-O jingle at the beginning of the show. As the wise man, Dr. Peter Venkman, once said, there's always room for Jell-O. I think that about wraps up our show. We hope you remember that you can listen to the Retro Radio Memories podcast almost every Sunday over at The Retroist. The Retro Radio Memories podcast is available on iTunes, so I hope you'll be able to hop over there and give us a good review if you do like the show. If you have any comments or feedback for the show, you can reach me at vicsage@retroist.com. The music we use at the beginning and ending of our show was provided by Peachy. If you have musical needs, you may contact him by email at peachy@retroist.com. A big thanks to the Retroistess in order, of course. When you need your retro fix, just hop on over to the Retroist at www.retroist.com. And from each and every one of us at the Retroist, we wish you all a very safe and happy holiday. Until next time, the Retro Radio Memories podcast is off the air.
It looks like a giant Jell-O mold.
I hate Jell-O.
Oh, come on, there's always room for Jell-O.
This has been a Retroist production. Goodbye, and we hope to see you next time.